For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. Google is opening public access to the conversational computer program Bard, its answer to the viral chatbot ChatGPT, according to the Wall Street Journal. The move intensifies the battle between Google and Microsoft to dominate the release of advanced artificial intelligence tools that can be used to generate human-like text responses. From the Associated Press, Amazon announced plans to eliminate 9,000 more jobs over the next few weeks. These cuts mark the second largest round of layoffs in the company's history, adding to the 18,000 employees the tech giant laid off in January. New Zealand lawmakers and other workers inside the nation's parliament will be banned from having the TikTok app on their government phones, NPR reports. The ban follows similar moves from many other countries, including the US and Britain. Facebook parent company Meta has rolled out a paid verification service in the United States, according to the BBC. Similar to Elon Musk's Twitter Blue service, Meta Verified will grant users a blue tick for $14.99 per month on iOS and Android devices or $11.99 per month on the website. From Engadget, Microsoft introduced a Bing image creator preview that adds OpenAI's DALL-E AI image generation to both Bing search and a sidebar in the Edge browser. The tool comes just as Adobe has unveiled plans to put generative AI in Photoshop, After Effects, and Premiere Pro, while NVIDIA is launching a customizable cloud AI service that includes image creation. The Russian government told employees to throw away their iPhones by April 1st, PC Mag reports. The reason for the ban is because the Kremlin believes Apple's smartphones pose a security risk and are more susceptible to hacking and espionage by Western experts compared to other smartphones. Apple is seeking more labor reforms across India to move more manufacturing out of China, according to Apple Insider. The company started in the southern Indian state of Karnataka by lobbying for changes to labor law, with new legislation allowing for two-shift production in the country. From Reuters, Microsoft won dismissal of a private consumer antitrust lawsuit over its $69 billion proposed purchase of Call of Duty maker Activision Blizzard Inc. A federal judge in San Francisco ruled that the lawsuit lacks allegations supporting the plaintiff's claims, though they were given 20 days to refine their legal challenge. China's first major rival to ChatGPT was unveiled in Beijing by the search giant Baidu, the New York Times reports. Called Ernie, the bot received criticism from experts after the company's chief executive admitted the debut presentation was pre-recorded to save time. Netflix announced that it will add 40 games to its platform in 2023 and is working with partners to produce 30 more on top of that, according to CNET. The company will reportedly release a new game to subscribers every month, including a highly anticipated exclusive from Ubisoft called Mighty Quest Rogue Palace. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.